Welcome to the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.
You may think that you've done something terrible in your past, and like, God's had it with you. He would just never go with you through life. After what you've done, all the things you've done, you may suspect that at some level. Yeah, remember this, like, from the Adam and Eve story?
Remember, they got kicked out, right?
Well, they made a decision that made it impossible for them to live there. That's a longer discussion, but God goes with them.
Yeah.
He goes. In fact, he has them take him, and when he picks a family to live among, like, they make a tabernacle, a tent, and all the symbolism that he wants attached to it is the garden symbolism. Mm. Like, I'm still with you. I'm still going to walk with you if you want to. Like, that's how amazing he is. Who is the best gift giver in the family? Number one, mom, according to this survey. Mm-hmm. Mom. Followed by, I'm the best gift giver.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Huh. And then third, significant others. And then dads with just 12% of the vote. Let me tell you who's worse than dads.
Who?
Babies.
Well, Brant.
They are so... No, we have a baby in the family right now.
You're not expecting much from her?
There's no apparent interest on her part.
She hasn't asked for a list or anything.
Not even inquiring. It's all, oh, me. Doing this Bible study with some people, looking at the Bible. You know, that human desire to gloss over stuff is so strong
mm-hmm.
on all of our parts.
Yes.
But it's like, well, that doesn't really make any sense. Anyway, going to the next thing.
I'm not going to wrestle with that. Let's
sure,
keep it
no,
going.
That's yeah. exactly right.
Yeah.
Like, wait. Wrestle with it.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestle with it. Instead of just going, well, I can't make... Like, but we do that. And
yeah.
I say that because if you do want to wrestle with something, a lot of times you wind up saying, like, God, teach me about this. I don't understand this. And then he does
mm-hmm.
over time. And that's where there's a lot of goodness in there.
Yeah.
Instead of just teaching yourself, because that's what you're doing. You're just teaching yourself the same stuff over and over.
Yeah.
If you just like, no, that doesn't make any sense to me. I'll just skip it. No.
Something beautiful comes out of the wrestling.
Bang. Yeah. Yeah. That should send off some alarm bells and go, oh, something good's here. Yeah. Avatar coming out again. They're going to have to make $2 billion just to break even.
Wow. Costs a lot to make.
Not a big movie guy. I don't mm-hmm. kind of cynical about movies, honestly.
Yeah.
But. If they would just do this one little change, and that is, whatever the title is should be the last words of the show.
Okay.
So at the end, it'd be like, I now know which part of the shark is the most dangerous. It's the jaws. Like, that would be the last thing.
Okay, that would be interesting.
Or like, everybody in unison, all uh-huh. the characters are gathered.
Okay.
Yep. And that's why we called him the Gladiator. Wouldn't that be awesome?
No.
No?
It's awful.
Okay. Boy, that sure wasn't the middle of the Avengers game, was it, team? No.
No.
This was the Avengers
end
game. And then you roll the
credits.
You deserve some good news. We have some good news for you. Believe it or not, I struggle with this. So thought maybe I'd share this with you. God is not tired of you. He's not. You might think he must be. He surely is. After, like, he's got to be just waking up every day. Like, so is he going to do that again? Is she going to? That's not him.
Mm.
His mercies are new every morning, it says in Scripture. He's different from us. His faithfulness is something that a human just can't pull off.
Yeah.
Like, he is endlessly forgiving. If you want him, he's willing to walk with you, right? And he's available to us. He's not tired of you. So yeah, you've blown things. I've blown things. He's not tired of us. He's available if we want to turn toward him. One of the wonderful things about the holidays is getting together with multiple generations.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like our age,
mm-hmm.
tell younger people this. They'll be like, no.
What?
No way. Tell them there was a book that would get published. And if you didn't want to have your name in it, you had to pay.
What?
The phone book.
Oh.
There was a book.
You had to pay not to get your...
to be unlisted.
Okay. Oh, you
remember
sure
that?
Did. You sure did.
Isn't that
did.
The weirdest thing in retrospect?
Yes. Like,
who are you to just take
my
info,
all my information.
Right? I have to give you money. And it worked.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, it's total blackmail. Yeah. It's phone blackmail, and it totally worked.
It's time to do the disclaimer. We have to do this every now and then. Just in case you're new to the show, we will talk about really important stuff. Hopefully that's deeply encouraging to you about how good God is. Because nobody else is really talking about it, okay? Like in our culture, mm-hmm. like just out there on the radio or something in general. And that said, we realize we have so much to learn. When I'm talking about this stuff, I am a fellow student. Like I know I have so much to learn. And so what I'm actually doing is sharing stuff that I'm learning about or was just reminded about or I'm remembering. So just so you know that, that's when we're talking about this stuff, we're not coming at it as experts or would-be pretend experts. It's like we're all novices. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the only expert. You can remember that for everybody who tries to act like an expert. It's like, nope, that person's a novice too. He's the only one.
So if you're a millennial person and you look at us, we're Gen X.
We are, yes.
Sherry is, I am. Mm-hmm. And you're like, why are you guys so jaded?
Cynical.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. There were these things they advertised all the time back when we were kids called sea monkeys.
Oh, I remember
that.
Yeah,
remember in the comics?
Yeah.
And it was something that they would send you, you'd put it in water, and they were like animals that would basically grow up, start their own society, live in a castle.
As we believed it,
right.
Yes.
Right, they had bridges and stuff. Yes. They had their own. That's the way the illustration
was. This is what was peddled to us.
Right.
Yes.
They're smiling. It's a family. It's a mom, dad. We sprinkle it. It's a powder that arrives in a... A packet.
Oh,
you sprinkle it in there.
We believed it.
It basically stays a powder that swims around a little bit until it dies.
There was no
all
society.
No, they never formed any guilds. They never built a castle. And that's why we're a little we're like, yeah, okay, whatever.
It is that season, of course, when TVs are being advertised everywhere.
Yes.
Everybody's got a 78-inch TV.
116-inch, yes.
I was thinking, hey, man, we should get a big TV for the living room. Like, okay. No, wait, I don't want one.
I love the way you guys have your living room because it really is like a place to meet and gather and talk. And
yeah. So, you know, we had the funniest reaction the other day. Somebody came over and they were like, we do have a TV upstairs.
Right.
So it's not like we're being like, oh, we're too good for TV.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But it's like she came in. Mm-hmm. She asked my wife, like, wait, where's your TV? And my wife said, oh, we have one upstairs in the extra room. I'm like, oh, good. She literally said, oh,
she
good.
She didn't know what to do with it, how to
yeah,
process
like, oh,
that.
Good. Is that a big relief to you that we have a television in the house? I guess so.
Yeah, we're just talking about how we're not experts on this show. We like to talk about deep stuff, important stuff, hopefully really encouraging stuff for you. Want to serve you in that way, but no, not experts. I don't have all the answers. I have a lot of questions, just being honest. But you know what I've noticed? God rewards faithfulness, not answers.
Oh, man, that's so true.
So Job is wrong about some stuff, like in the book of Job. He's wrong.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And God's like, who are you? You know, you don't know what you're talking about. And then he rewards him.
Yeah.
Don't miss that. Like he rewards him because he's faithful. Mm-hmm. That's what God's looking for. So, yeah, I don't have all the answers. God's showing me more stuff. I'm always excited to learn new things about him because it's always good.
Okay, it's a feature of the program that we offer. Can you do the intro?
Yes, absolutely. And now a masterclass on joke telling with your instructor, Brant Hansen.
You have an uncle.
I do.
Yeah. My dad was actually born a conjoined twin, but he was separated at birth. So I have an uncle once removed.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that okay for on-air purposes? Probably not. I don't know why, but I felt sketchy about doing that.
About
on air.
Just because it's.
I don't know.
Twin?
I don't know.
Conjoined once removed.
I don't know. I just.
Think
I have all these alarms that go off, and then people are like, no, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm like, but I just have this thinking feeling that you're not supposed to say conjoined twin.
I wouldn't know why.
Conjoined is wrong your with... problem? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's the funny thing about this is that you really never know what the thing is.
No.
Yeah.
I have some pretty good instincts.
Yes.
And you
as
do,
do
too.
I.
Like
a yeah.
pretty we got
We've
antenna.
Done a long time. Yeah.
But I've never done a conjoined twin joke. So and it may not be appropriate.
Well, I will err on the side that you always do, which is if you have
caution.
Bells, well, yeah,
like no
the,
point.
There's no point. It's not, well, and don't take this bet.
It's not funny enough.
The joke's not that great that we should risk the bells and whistles that you have going.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of the formula too.
It
there's
is.
Like
it's
literally
a
there's a math formula.
Yes.
And the denominator is how funny is it? Because it needs to be a big payoff.
And because there have been times when there's bells and whistles, but I'm like, no, you know what?
Yeah.
That's hysterical,
yeah.
right? That works. But sometimes it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe conjoined's not the way to go.
I don't know. Because to me, I'm looking at it, I'm like, it's not making fun of conjoined twins, but I can see where someone would be like, oh, I don't feel comfortable.
You have to
it.
Do all that and just.
I know. Well, know, I am. I'm dropping it. I'm dropping it right now. So if you're at home or whatever and you're listening,
yeah,
I want you to know that I'm dropping it.
Yeah. Well, what if a podcast person has a problem with it? We don't care.
No, I do, but I want them. I hope they're still listening to hear me dropping it. I'm not going to do it again. Because I agree.
That this
with
should
you.
Be dropped.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to use our sponsors' services.
That's true.
Unless they're awesome. And then we do because mm-hmm. we're like, I want to take advantage of this.
And then we come and tell you.
Yeah. And we tell you about it. But like Fellowship Home Loans are great. If you're going to get a mortgage or you want to talk about refinancing, it'd be really smart with the interest rates probably going up and up mm-hmm. this year. So if you want to talk to them, you probably should. It'd be a good time right now. It's Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. My wife and I are dealing with them again, mm-hmm. and they're so thorough, and they keep everything on a personal level. It's wonderful. Just great experience. But talk to them about what you might want to do. Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. You can also go to fellowshiphomeloans.com or 800-804-SAVE.
Oh, we're coming off Black Friday weekend, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Today's Cyber Monday. This is where the shock jock thing kicks in.
Oh, great.
Where I shock people.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are under the impression Black Friday, oh, it's the biggest shopping day of the year. Everybody says, oh,
yeah.
Biggest shopping day. False.
Okay.
According to this data I have, the biggest shopping days of the year are actually the Friday and Saturday before Christmas. Especially this year.
Okay.
Because it's on a Sunday. So when people say that, they're actually wrong, and now you know.
You want people to say, no, you're wrong.
I don't, you can do whatever you want with this. I just want to shock you so that when you say to everybody, hey, you're wrong, mm-hmm. and they're like, where'd you hear that? The Brian Hansen show.
And that will definitely endear the show.
Yeah,
to people,
and they'll be like,
sure.
Oh, he must be one of those shock jocks. Can we listen? No, it's our little secret. Don't even tell him what the station. Make him want
Brian,
it.
What's the point of shock jock?
Play hard to get. Don't even tell him the station. Tried to have a real nice Thanksgiving dinner out mm-hmm. with Sherry and her mom.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time. Or didn't we?
Didn't we?
Well, this is interesting to bring this. Yes. What
well,
did I miss?
We were frustrated because we wanted to provide a nice family atmosphere, like
right.
closeness.
Yeah.
My wife was agitated because just, you know, like we went to this place and they decided to start sound checking for a loud reggae band like at 5:30. We went early.
Like a 10-piece band. There were
yeah.
so many members.
They're like hitting the kick drum. We're trying to talk like, so what do you think? Boom, boom, boom. What do you think? Boom. Thankful for. Boom. Check, check, two. Check, two, two. Like, well, in the last year, what is check, two, one. Check. Check. Forget it. That's fantastic news, isn't it? I was just thinking, we were just disclosing. We know we don't have all the answers in life. I mean, we're talking about important stuff, but it's not like, we figured it all out.
Mm-hmm.
But how awesome is that you don't need to have everything figured out?
That is nice.
You never will. But God is still willing to walk with you through life.
It's very freeing.
Yeah. It's very freeing. Like, you're never going to cross the knowledge finish line. It's just impossible. To know that everything there is, there's not going to, but he still wants to go through daily life with you if you want to let him in on that.
Can we just pause and acknowledge that this last weekend we had so much sports going on? It was incredible.
There was a lot.
Oh my goodness!
College and NFL and World Cup.
College basketball.
Mm-hmm.
College football.
Yeah.
And then there's, of course, there's volleyball, stuff like that. Yeah. High school hoops.
Yes. Sure.
High school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
College football rivalry weekend.
Yes.
The NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The World Cup.
It was a sports weekend.
Give it up for the sportsmen and women.
They did us proud.
Just in general.
Sure.
Also for the fans.
Okay, they showed up.
We showed up.
This
everybody.
Nice.
Just sports, you guys. Sports. Yeah, we did. We just had a big World Cup weekend. If you don't care about it, some people are like, there's just too much flopping. I turn on soccer. Everybody's flopping over.
I have heard people say that.
Yeah, you have to have respect, though, for what that involves.
So someone just basically taps you.
Yeah.
And then you fall out.
Or not even tapped.
Okay.
There's no contact, but you act like you just ran into a brick wall at 40 miles an hour and then fall over and then they're rolling.
Right. And this is to get a foul, essentially. Okay.
They cover their face. They roll around. You might remember as a kid when you were throwing a tantrum, like how much work that was.
Yeah, it was. It was very exhausting.
You have to respect it. Just kind of surveying the damage from last week.
Okay, weight-wise?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you eat a lot? You don't usually indulge that much.
I was watching the USA-England game last week.
Okay.
I got wild with my neighbor's pretzels.
Oh, no.
Well, he bought these fancy pretzels that taste burnt. That they even say that on the front.
Oh, that's right up your alley. Crunchy and burnt.
Crunchy, burnt. Things. It's my love language.
Where did it take you weight-wise?
5 pounds heavier. I gained 5 pounds just from all that salt.
Yes.
And also the white flour.
Okay, of course.
So yeah.
Was it worth it?
Oh, it's so good. We humans can be very delusional about ourselves. So like a lot of times we know we've done something wrong in our past, but we'll either deal with it one or two ways. We just slink away in shame. Like, I'm so horrible. God will never have anything to do with me. Or we justify everything we've done, act like, no, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. How about getting really, really honest? Here's the wild thing. If you want to get honest, he'll take all that stuff that you've done, all the mistakes, all the selfish things, all the, like, we're all guilty of this. But he will take it and make something out of it. He's amazing that way.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said only God can unscramble eggs. And I think what he does is, like, maybe a better metaphor is like taking all these things that we've untied, loose ends, and somehow working it out so that it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I remember watching the painters on the PBS shows. Mm-hmm. They're like, here's how to paint. Be Bob Ross or whatever.
Yeah.
Start painting something and then start smearing stuff all over it. Like, you're ruining
it.
And then later on, no, they kind of cut through it with their putty knives or whatever. And it's like, oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God's really good at this.
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.